Online Podcast 128. Oh, hi everyone. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is John Ong. I'm doing this for Mr. Poos. I am from Malaysia. I am originally born in Malaysia. I'm a Malaysian. I'm not going to redo this. I am a Malaysian-born Chinese, currently residing in the United States of America. And you get to hear my stories, my experience, and all those kind of good stuff and bad stuff around me. So what happened this weekend was that my hubby, my partner, Bruce, had his 40th birthday. And yes, his 40th birthday, and I hope he doesn't mind me telling all of you. And we had a wonderful time. We had several friends over to our house for a meal. I made ravioli, as some of you might have known if you've heard my previous shows. I made my own pasta from scratch. Yes, I am a child of Martha Stewart. My name is John Ong Stewart, actually. Not really, but I'm going to cough. Excuse me. My name is John. John Stewart. Oh my God, John Stewart. And I host a daily show. No, not the Daily Show. What is it called? The Comedy Central Daily. The Daily something like that. Gosh, it's kind of soft. Hang on, I'm going to turn up my volume here so I can hear myself better. Okay, so my name is... I made pasta from scratch, like really from scratch. I made it with flour, eggs, olive oil, and I used my KitchenAid, the mixer. And I made a batch of pasta on Thursday or Wednesday, something like that. And then I let it rest for a day. And then I roll out on Friday. So I made it on Thursday, I roll out on Friday, and I use the little extension thing for my KitchenAid. I'm gonna adjust my microphone. I use my KitchenAid attachment to roll out the pasta, and I roll it out into thin sheets, and then I made ravioli with it. Now, the content of the ravioli, and this gets me excited when I talk about food. The content, or the stuffing of the ravioli, is I just burped. I had Indian food this afternoon. It's still in me. So the stuffing is pear and pecorino romano cheese. Oh, my ear itches. I have this in-ear headphone in my ears and it itches. Oh, I'm gonna scratch. Hang on. Oh goodness. Oh, I'm scratching my ears. Oh, that's a crazy, crazy day. Oh, and happy Monday, by the way, all of you who are listening to this on Monday, and the rest of the week, if you're listening to it the rest of the week. I post the show on Monday. And so the stuffing was just that, cheese and pear, grated cheese and pear. And then I wrap it up, and then I freeze them, and then boil them on Saturday for the dinner. It was wonderful. We had our listeners, as well as personal friends of ours, Jeff and Kenny. And we had my brother over, my brother's boyfriend, Eric, over. And then we also have Suba over. And we also invited John and Ron, but they were not free. So they couldn't come. We missed you guys. I don't know if he listens to, probably not, but anyway. So that was that. We took some pictures that I'll be posting one of these days. I don't know when. And I also took several pictures this morning which is Sunday this morning, and it's like Sunday evening right now. Sunday morning, I took a bunch of pictures of the flowers, actually. Oh, and I made flowers, too. I mean, I didn't make flowers. I didn't make flowers from scratch. I bought some flowers from Costco. Costco sponsor me. And, no, I'm kidding. But, you know, if they would, I would love, I'll take it. I'll happily take it. Since I go to Costco so much, I am, so I got fresh flowers from Costco. I got 2 dozens of cream-colored roses and also some tiny little, looks like carnations, but they're small ones to as fillers. So we got those and I arranged it and I thought it looks pretty cool. And so I'm very Martha Stewart-y today. And by the way, I need to talk about Martha Stewart and Donald Trump. What is that ugly Trump being so bitchy to Martha Stewart? Did you guys know what happened? If you don't know what happened, just go online and search something about Martha Stewart and Donald Trump pulling each other's hair. And of course, you know whose came off. Donald's. And he was such a bitch. Oh my God. And of course, Mr. Poos talked about it. And I was like, oh my God, at least Martha Stewart has talent. Unlike Donald Trump, he's rich, but, you know, who knows how rich he really is. I mean, he's rich being a jerk, probably. So I do not like him to begin with. And now he's like being a cheap jerk is what he was completely putting himself into. And he was such an arrogant pig. Oh, but anyway. That's why he has bad hair, you know. If you're bad, you have bad hair. If you're good, even if you have bad hair, your bad hair looks good. And if you're evil, even if you have hair, it looks like Donald Trump's. So that's that. And I love my Martha Stewart. So I made my own pasta from scratch, made my ravioli, everything. And then I also arranged flowers for my hubby. And what else did we have? We have meatballs. Bruce made his own meatballs, also from scratch. And we bought some sausages, Italian sausages. And he also made his own tomato sauce thingy. And I need to scratch my shoulder. And that's that. I'm keeping my eye on my GarageBand. I'm trying to see, when will it not crash? You know, I'm not crash. It would stop and tell me that your audio is not optimized, blah, blah, blah. But it's still going. It's still going. So if my speech chop off every now and then, it's because I'm trying to quickly say something and stop so that I can edit later if I need to. what was I going to say? Yeah, and so we had a lovely time, and there'll be several pictures that I'll be posting on my online photo page, which you can get access to from, I guess, from the post. So if you want to go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and you can click on the photo page when it's ready, I'll post it. And on the right-hand side, there's a link there too, but I haven't put the link there yet as of now. So that was my report for all of you who knows that Bruce is celebrated his 40th birthday, and we did not have any cake. He's not a big cake eater. I think I would love to have cake for my birthday. My birthday is coming up. It's in March. I will tell you. Keep listening to it. I'll tell you when it is. It's in March. And before I go too far, wander in the Never Never Land. Oh, by the way, I just recorded Martha Stewart. I just recorded Wonder Wisdom, a new version, a 1 year anniversary version of her theme song for her. And maybe I'll play it on my Thursday show. And because I would like to have her play it first before I play it, since it's something that it's a gift for her. So I want her to open the present. You know, I don't want you to like open the present and show it to all of you before I give it to her. So I want Wonder Wisdom to listen to it, at least if it's not played. Listen to it first. And then I'll play it on my show on Thursday if I remember. So I want to talk about the Singaporean, and I know that Mr. Poos loves this. Mr. Poos loves scandal and comment scandal especially. But this is not a scandal, darling Poos, Mr. Poosy Toots. It's not a scandal. Sorry, that was a little loud. Let me turn down my microphone a bit. Jasmine from Singapore wrote me, "Hi, Jasmine. How appropriate. Jasmine as in the flower, as in the rice. Jasmine from Singapore." And she said that she heard the show, well, heard about me from Eat This Hot Show, which, by the way, she's also Singaporean. Let's revisit the drama that we had, a tiny little drama. As some of you might know, that I had a not-so-happy comment about me switching into my Singlish like that, huh? Talking to the Singaporean in the Singlish, English. Singaporean English, hence Singlish. And I apparently offended somebody. I know it's all done. I mean, he's emailed me. It's all cool now. And he apologized, and I didn't take offense in the first place, so... never mind, but I'm just like to play along, you know, with Mr. Poo's liking all those scandals on the website. But anyway, this Jasmine, gosh, from Singapore, I choked, from Singapore wrote me an email, said, "Oh no, I found it really cool. I was like grinning like a crazy woman when I heard me switching into Singlish." So she's cool. She's very happy about it. And no, and she asked me out of curiosity, how many Singaporeans responded to you so far? If you are from Singapore and if you're listening to this, besides Jasmine and one other person that I know, Ahua, anybody else from Singapore listening to this? And of course, oh yeah, yeah, she also heard me from she also found out about my interview with the Mischievous Boys, and that's why she started listening to my show. And she also said, just want to, keep up the great work. Well, thank you. And my seven jobs are still going crazy. Do I ever sleep? Yes, I do. I never had enough. And have a great weekend. Yes, thank you so much. And you have a great week too. And my other cat's name is Tash. Chai and Tash. Both cutie pies. And you'll see some of the pictures also, hopefully by Thursday, if not earlier. And a happy birthday to Bruce. Thank you so much. I will tell Bruce. Oops, I forgot to tell him. And, you know, I've been busy. I've been cooking and arranging flowers and cleaning the house and all that, right? And yes, he's of course cute, and you'll see some of his pictures as well, maybe, perhaps. And so that's responding to our dear Jasmine from Singapore. And I know there's a lot of comments lately going on my shows. And I want to say, Chad, I already replied to you. You were going to school here at KU or something, and asked me if I have moved, because the area where I shot that video podcast of mine, online video number 13, Chunky Just Like Me. If you haven't seen that yet, go see that. It's just snow. Shit, I clicked the wrong button again. It's that snowfall that we had, and we had really thick, chunky, big chunk of snow. So I always hit the back button on my browser instead of back into the inbox from my Gmail. So now I have to reload the page. Oh, Puffy wrote back. Let's see. Puffy, because I sent it to Puffy and wanted wisdom. And so, that was so nice. I'm sure she will include her program this week. And of course, it's not too late. Oh, okay. We really did have a wonderful time in Chicago. Oops, I'm just reading emails. Sorry. This is me wasting time. All your precious time. I'm wasting it. Right in front of you. And looking at my online tag email. Oh, yeah. Hey, there's this guy. And also, I saw, and I'll go back then and talk about who are the new people added to my map, my acupuncture map. You know, poke a needle in my map. So it's acupuncture map of online acupuncture map. And yeah, what is he talking about? You know, so go read some of the comments, but thank you for commenting. I don't want to like toot my own horn too much. Pretty much positive stuff. And he was just talking to me. So if you want to check out this comment, what did he say? What topic is this? Oh, I was talking about myself, flat nose and tiny eyes. Oh, and by the way, I'm just so ADD. Brad, sorry. Brad from, I guess not anymore. Brad is on his way back from Chile to the Bay Area. So Brad is now probably in the Bay Area. Hi, Brad. I found out why iTunes were having some problem. We were having some libsyn problem with downloads in Europe and South America. Maybe not South America, but for some reason I thought. But anyway, there was some problem with libsyn. So I hopefully, especially when you come back here, everything will be okay up with my feed. So now let's go back. And I got your emails, and I will. My camera broke, so I don't know. Maybe I'll get it fixed first, and then I'll do something, or I may just use my eyesight to do something for you. But we'll keep in touch, okay? And so let's go back to this guy who left me an email. He is from. What is his name? He didn't really tell me what his name is, but his nickname is like Cell C something. I don't really know how to pronounce it, so maybe you can send me an audio comment. If you want to leave me an audio comment, you can go to 206-206-206-888 John and leave me a voice comment. Or you can, if you can record an MP3 file, go ahead and record an MP3 file and then attach that to my email at online@gmail.com. I'll be able to then put this in my show, especially pronunciation guide. Like, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. And, he was talking about blah, blah, blah. I don't want to read all of that, but if you want to, you can go back to show 126 and read his, post, his comment. But one of his comments, though, I do want to say that... he's very nice. I'm going to have to read this because this is tooting my own horn. Not only was this my first podcast. Oh my God. How honored. I'm very honored, darling. But an introduction to the first O and first O because the first O for the voice. Introduction to the first O and what a treat this was. Thank you. I will now be a regular listener to your cast online. Thanks so much for de-virginizing me. Ooh, I pop your cherry. I pop your podcast cherry. You know, you now have a listener from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Thank you so much. And I saw you too, darling. I saw you on Cedric. Is that how you pronounce Cedric? I'm a foreigner, so I don't really know how to pronounce. I'm Asian, you know. Well, me. I'm going to offend some other people now. Like, I'm Asian, but I know how to pronounce this. Never mind. It's just me. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce this. So teach me, okay? That's how we learn. Mm-hmm. And, I'm going to go back to the inbox. Sorry, I'm a little disorganized. And, maybe that's it. Yeah, okay. And, okay, now I can tell you stories. Business done. Oh, no, I need to look at the acupuncture map, right? Map dot, and I changed the color, by the way, if you guys don't. Oh, I have a new listener. Oh, several new listeners. I mean, new listeners edit their needle on my acupuncture map. So, since the last show, we have Albert from Vienna. Maybe I've mentioned him. Oh yeah, he's the cutie pie. Yeah. And we also have Vincent from Bukit Mertajam, Pulau Pinang, Malaysia. My hometown, sort of my hometown. Penang is my hometown. And Vincent was the guy who did the interview who interviewed me in Mandarin, and I sounded like a retard. Oh, no offense to retarded people, but I sounded so awful. It's like, oh my gosh, I haven't used this language for a long time, and so I sounded so like, not, I didn't sound like retard. I sounded stupid. I sounded like I don't know what I'm saying. Ugh, yuck. And also Amit from the UK. Amit's was a listener and also a podcaster himself. And Troy also added himself. Troy, I know Troy for a while too. He's been emailing me and he's just recently moved to a new cool house, which I saw some of the pictures. And thank you for the email, Troy. And thank you for keeping in touch. And you know, all of you, as you know, I have 7 jobs and I have like 10,000 emails. So if I missed any of your email, please email me back. I mean, there's no, it's nothing personal. And Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C, please educate me. I'm dumb, sorry. From City of Brotherly Love from Philadelphia. Thank you. And if you guys want to see him, you can go to the website. And also Serena from Kansas City, Missouri. Hello. Go Chiefs. Gosh, I'm so totally not a football person. I don't know if she listens to my show. Serena, if you listen to the show, let me know, but I'm not sure if you do. And then we have Jasmine from Singapore, that nice lady. Oh, by the way, Troy has a picture taken with Margaret Cho. So if you want to see that picture, you have to go to the acupuncture page, which is map.onlinepodcast.com, which is really my frapper map. And I also want to say, I guess there's another listener here, William from Singapore. William from Singapore. Do I know you, William? I don't know if I know him, William. And there's also JWeather69 from Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada. Ooh, I'm my second Canadian listener. Yeah, my second Canadian listener. So if you're a Canadian listener, please let me know. At least go to the acupuncture map and then poke a needle in it, okay? And then Brad from Chicago. You look familiar, Brad. Do you have a podcast too? I wonder if he has a podcast. I don't want to do too much on my website though right now because it will probably crash. So, I guess you can post for a forum now at my acupuncture page, which is if you go to onlinepodcast.com and click on the top right corner that says Frapper, you can click on that and it will bring you to my acupuncture page where you can poke a needle on my map. Tired. Wow. So this is fun. I'm kind of like exploring it as I'm looking at it. Where's my shout out? I don't know if anybody put any shout out on my map. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be tinkering with this while I'm doing a show. Oh, is that the shout out though? Post new topic. No, that's a forum. How do I get to the shout out page? You don't care. Okay, I'm going to come back with that and play with that later. And so I want to tell you the story. Oh my gosh, I don't have enough time. I was watching I was really glancing through some of the Winter Olympics final. What is it called? Closing ceremony. And I was watching it and they were, you know, the next Olympic is going to be in Canada. And so they were singing the Canadian, Blame Canada. No, I'm kidding. The Canadian anthem. And so they were raising the flag, the Canadian flag. And that brought me back to my primary school years. Of course, we call it primary school because I'm from Malaysia. I grew up in Malaysia in a school system called the first few grades primary school. So in primary school, which is standard 1 through standard 6, I went to a school. I mean, of course, I went to a school. We have assembly. And this is what assembly... I snap a lot, I'm sorry. Because I swallow, I drool a lot. And so I have to swallow. Ooh, that sounds naughty. Ooh! Gosh. I just have this bad picture in my head after I said swallow. So we have assembly, right? So during assembly, we will sing the national anthem, which is Negaraku. And we'll raise the flag as we sing the national anthem. And so we'll pull that flag up. And I just hit my microphone because I'm doing the gesture right in front of me. I'm going to burp. Excuse me. I moved away from the mic. Thank me, please. Email, let me know that you appreciate that. Or maybe not. I don't care. And so you raise the flag as you sing the national anthem. And you will have to, of course, time it out. And I get so paranoid when it's my turn to do that. I would have to pull it slowly. I don't get to do it very often, but I always observe other people. So this is what generally happens. You pull it very slowly because you don't want it to. I've seen people actually like pull it too quickly. And before the national anthem ends, the flag's already up and it's just like waiting there like a dumbass. And so I would try to pace it out, right, when I'm doing it. And this is what always happened. I go too slow. So I go too slow. This is national. Then finish it up really quickly at the last few measures. Like, and so that just reminded me of that. So I thought I'll let you know, even though it's kind of silly. But yeah, that's assembly. You know, we have assembly, and during assembly it's kind of fun because typically you have like announcements, and you have announcements from, you know, whatever school people, teacher, and societies and clubs and all that. And one time I was in, I was in secondary school already. And, oh gosh, I have my full face of pimples. I have breakouts. My gosh. I have those acne medicine dab on my face so I can feel the crust right now as I'm talking to you. Do you want to hear it? Can you hear it? I wonder if you can hear it. My face. Can you hear it? Oh, what a crazy day. What a crazy day. So, so during our assembly, this is really crazy. Now, some of you might be able to relate. Some of you might not. Most of you might not be able to. This only happens in Asian countries, especially in Malaysia, I think. We were not supposed to, like, have fun. We cannot joke. We cannot, like, poke fun at each other and laugh and all that during assembly. Because that shows disrespect. Not even when somebody's talking. It's just like while we're there waiting for somebody, we cannot talk and we cannot laugh. And my friend and I don't know what happened. He said something funny. I think this is what he said. Oh, am I making? Yeah. This is what he said. He said somebody was talking about. It was during the first Iraq War, and we were. So somebody was talking about, talking about not having, because all those oil wells being bombed and all that, and they were talking about not having enough oil. I don't know who was talking about that, but then my friend leaned over to me and said, they can use my oil. He's kind of chubby, right? So he leaned over and said, they can use my oil. I'll, you know, like put pumping station on my waist here and pump out all the oil and use the oil. So I started giggling. And it could not stop laughing. And that was like before the whole, it was just like a casual announcement in front when they were talking about that. And then, moving into the singing of the school anthem, which is what we call Alma Mater. Alma Mater. Shit, I hate Alma Mater. Something like that, yeah? And Alma. Shit. I don't know how to say. I cannot say those words. Alma Mater. Yeah, Alma Mater. And so moving into our Alma Mater of our school, right? And we have to be like respectful, and so we cannot laugh. And I could not stop. I was laughing and laughing and laughing, and I was trying to hold myself back. And the more you try to hold yourself back, the more giggly you would get. And then you would bounce, you know, your whole body would shake and bounce. And so the prefect came to us and was like, so what were you doing? Why were you laughing? And we have to explain to him. We didn't get into trouble, but it was kind of annoying that we couldn't even laugh at ourselves. That was so annoying. Do you know that also in Chinese school in Malaysia, we have to wear a badge on our pocket, and that has the school emblem on it. and there are numbers printed on our name. So it's kind of like a tag really for you, like a cow in the slaughterhouse where you get burned a number on your school uniform. We all have to wear a uniform. And so it's on you with that number. I think mine was like B something 6070 or something like that. And then if you get into trouble, the prefects would come to you and say, you were being blah, blah, blah. Where's your number? So they would take down your number and submit that to the disciplinary master. And then you get into trouble. You either get spanking. Some of you may like it. I do not. So some of you may get spanking. Some of you may like it. Some of you may, sometimes you get spanking. Sometimes you get, caning. Yeah, they whoop your ass with, a cane. And, so I've never had that before, really. So, but yeah, they do that. Now it would be so awful. Now you get a lawsuit out of it. But yeah, they did that back when I was in school. They whoop your ass. Like with a cane. Well, like thin cane. Caning you. That was so awful. I don't know. I don't think they do that anymore, though. I don't know. You let me know. And so, yeah. So that's a little bit of my high school history. I need to go. It's kind of late now. I have to go. I need to post my other show too. But thank you so much for listening, all of you. I really, really appreciate all your email messages and all your needles on my acupuncture map. So if you haven't added yourself, please. Now we have 59 people as of now as I'm recording this show. And so thank you so much. And if you have any voice comment, you can also call 206-888-JOHN or leave me a message at my comment area at onlinepodcast.com. Thank you very much, all of you. And I will talk to you on Thursday, okay? And don't forget to smile. Ta-ta! Langit biru.